Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. I'm so glad you're joining me. Here's what I've got for you inside today's show. In the first half, my playlist includes awesome tunes by African, diasporan, and American artists, ranging from Davido and Rema to Imp Ziadi from Morocco to Umafiki Zolo from South Africa, and more. I've also got the number one Billboard Hot 100, which has been trending for the past 3 weeks now. Can you guess who it is? All right, and we also listened to one song by the late Toumani Diabaté of Mali, the greatest kora player of his generation, who passed away July 19th in Bamako, Mali. Now, at the back half of the show, first we are going to meet Mzungu Kicha, which, by the way, translated from Kiswahili to English, means crazy white man. He speaks with Bill Odidi in Nairobi about his journey, his new album, Fade Away, and gives us a live performance. And then, in the rest of the hour, we remember Toumani Diabaté with American blues musician Taj Mahal, whom I speak with by phone. And I knew Toumani as well, so I also share what I remember most about him and some of my favorite music by the great Toumani. So that's it. That's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. We're going to kick off with current Afrobeats and Bonga Flava, beginning out of Nigeria with one of Rema's tracks from his new Ease album, Yayo.
Then I go bring you to end up my love.
This is Heather Maxwell. You are inside Music Time in Africa. We're just coming off a triple play of great hits. That last one was Shoe by Diamond Platnumz featuring Clay. Before that was Chris Brown featuring Davido with Hmm from Brown's new album 1111. Now, before going to the next couple of tunes, I want to say congratulations to South Sudan's national men's team, the Bright Stars, for doing such a great job at the U.S. Olympics this year. Yay. And shout out to all of you listeners there in Juba, 93.5 FM. Now I've got two tunes from North Africa. First, Hint Ziadi from Morocco is an up-and-coming star who's just apparently taken the Moroccan music scene by storm. This is one of her new singles, Boom Boom, followed by Gali, the Tunisian-Italian rapper.
بنارة ونشوفك في الحومة كوين دي فوق على الزادة ورجو انت براسام فلوس كاش ما نكمبيو لا تزانا لا توتي باتشيك بروفا فولي فارن بلونجون فولي فارن بلونجون ما نونا لا بيسين فولي بورو باسبار كله روج كله كرين سو باق دي تشين ناس وما دي تشين سي فولي مفيدو موسين
سينو دنتو بالو فوري بيني لا ستيب باي ستيب لو كابيشي سولو سولو براوي ويشيو دي بيست اف دي بيست فولي ريمبيري نون باس فولي سولو فارلو كون ته فينو على فين كون ته احلف
والله شتجور سو لا تيت ما مير سو ما باسبور تروج سو لا تور ريفيل سو كوستو التيمو غرامو دي كوش سو نصر مكحلوش كبالا سو لا ميزير ما جلاي ما سلحناش والله اي cosa ci facevi per strada? Nada. Quando l'ultima cazzata? Sempre. Casa cosa ti è mancato? Baba. Baba cosa ti ha insegnato? Niente. Coup de sweat, 216. Double zero, dico 216. Più che Wild Wild West, sono with the blood, quindi tutte le best. Fumo Space Mercedes.
Non voglio scappare dai guai. Voglio riempire il mio passport 3. Voglio solo farlo con te. Fino alla fine con te. احلف
والله شتجور سو لا تيت ما مير سو ما باسبور تروج سو لا تور ريفيل سو كوستو التيمو غرامو دي كوش سو نصر مكحلوش كبالا سو لا ميزير ما جلاي ما سلحناش والله.
Yes, all right, that was Wallah by Ghali, a Tunisian-Italian rapper. Now, that tune is a couple years old. He has many, many more You can listen to them and watch them on YouTube, some reaching 45 million views. Hi, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Now, I told you in the beginning of the hour, at the back half, we have two features, one with Mzungu Kacha from Kenya. The other is a tribute to the late Tumani Jabate, who passed away recently. And that features an interview, a conversation I had on the phone earlier this week with Taj Mahal, the great American blues player. But before we go into that, I just want to play you one song from Tumani Jabate right now, just to get you in the mood. But also, do you remember a couple of weeks ago, I played this song called Life by Tumani Jabate and Neba Solo, who is a Senufo balafon player from Mali. I had this feeling, really strong feeling, I wanted to play this song for you on the radio. And that same day, Tumani passed away. Do you remember? It was this song I played for you. Anyway, such a melancholic song about life, and I just find it so ironic that it was that day that Tumani passed. We're going to listen to this song next by the late Tumani called Mama. Let me just tell you a few facts about Tumani. We'll learn a lot more at the second half, but the big facts are he was the 71st generation of Kora players from the Mande Empire. He is or was a griot, which, as many of you know, are a caste of oral historians and storytellers. And Jabate is one of those families. Tumani was known for being extremely creative. He brought the Kora, which is a 21-string harp lute, you're hearing it now, to the world by playing it out of its traditional context over time. So that's what he's most known for, as well as his incredible, exquisite playing. He recorded a total of between 19 and 23 albums, and won 2 Grammy Awards, was nominated for 3 more Grammy Awards, all of this between the years 2006 and 2015. So he had been at this his entire life. A great guy. I knew him. I used to watch him play at this place in Bamako called the Hogon. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Let's just enjoy this tune. This was one of the more recent songs that he recorded. It's called Mama. It's a dedication to the value and incredible power of mothers in the world. The song was recorded in 2017 from his album Lamo Mali, featuring his son Sidiki Jabate, Mama Niketa, and Moriba Jabate.
Mama,
That was Mama by Toumani Diabaté and his son Sidiki, singer Mamani Keita and Moriba Diabaté. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we are moving on to Ghana. This is a brand new song off of a brand new album. It's called Akpale by the artist Okaija Afroso. If you like this song, you're going to love next week's show because I speak with him about his music and his journey from Ghana to Oregon, where he currently lives and has for the past 30 years. Here we go. Akpale.
And you're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Thank you guys and peace out.
Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? Hey, I've got two more tunes before we get to the back half of the hour. This one is by Mr. Hit, otherwise known as Umafiki Zolo from Dundee, KwaZulu-Natal province in South Africa. This is Ngati Unguye featuring Umahotana. Kizolo featuring Uma Hotana with Ngati Nguye. And now, guess what? It is time for our very last playlist song. This is the number one Billboard Hot 100 hit for the third week in a row by Shaboozey, Tipsy.
My baby born in Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I come. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Yeah, all right, that was Shaboozey with Tipsy, or a bar song. All right, now it's time, guys. We're going to hit the back half of the hour first with this from Kenya.
No matter what they say, I will love you. No matter what we do, I still got you. And even if we fail, you're always gonna be a part of me. Baby, come close to me. I know you're missing me. I wanna hear you breathing. You're kissing me. I wanna fall asleep by the big old tree. You and I together travel the road of life. I wanna do you right. I wanna be your man or mama. Yes, I can. So you can take my hand and we can cross the land. You and I forever. No matter what they say, I still got you. No matter what we do, I will love you. And even if we fade away, you're always gonna be a part of me. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Heather. This is Bill Udidi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. My guest is a fascinating artist. He was born in Denmark, but he spent the majority of his years here in East Africa, Tanzania to be specific. Yes. His new album is partly about those experiences, a so-called third culture kid in Africa. He's here in person to tell us what that means and how it reflects in his music. But first, a self-introduction.
Hello, everyone. Mzungu Kicha here. Pleasure to be here at this wonderful station.
Where are you coming from right now? Is it from Denmark or are you coming from Tanzania, Dar es Salaam?
I'm coming from Arusha, but I relocated back to Denmark where I've been living for 3 years. But I still consider Tanzania my home.
How is it that a Danish boy like you ended up in East Africa? And how did that name, Mzungu Kicha, come about?
Well, my parents took me to Africa when I was 6 years old, to Zambia. I grew up in a village, went to a government school, and then I came to Dar es Salaam as a 15-year-old. My first band in Dar es Salaam when I was 15, 16, 17 was called Zege.
You know, I was introducing you down at the reception as Mzungu Kicha, because literally in Kiswahili that means like a crazy white man.
Yeah, yeah. It was a name given to me by Juma Nature when I started...
It's a Tanzanian artist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Working with Bongo Flava. Because I started right in the inception of Bongo Flava when it started at Bongo Records.
Fade Away is the title of the new album. Let's listen to the music as you explain more about it. Introduce the title track.
Fade Away featuring Mzungu Kicha, featuring Wafani.
You gave me love, I gave you love too. I know you see me being hopeful. So many times I know I told you, I just can't let you go. So even if they break my bones, they try to take control. They wanna lock me up, they wanna hold me down. I'll never let you go. I'm here to let you know, you're my number one. No matter what they say,
just played Fade Away, Mzungu Kicha featuring Wafande. Your band is purely Tanzanian?
Yes, they are. They've been so since 2010.
What does the song and the album sort of signify?
Well, it's like I said, it's a mature album, coming of age, and reflecting back on the past in a way, you know, and then also accepting that that your past successes and achievements also fade away. In a way, the album is going retrospective, and I'm doing something quite off key in terms of what one is supposed to do in mainstream music in East Africa. But hopefully it'll also inspire other people to do so. And it's also broad, because it's not... I have that very acoustic sound. I've got two, just me and guitar. I've got one with just me, my voice, and a little ukulele, which is the small-stringed instrument, four-stringed. And then I also have a more kind of like upbeat version of my version of Bongo Flava, Fall in Love, which we shot an amazing video of earlier this year. And we shot it just across the border, although in Yosambu, some of it, and some of it in Arusha. So that's literally 30 kilometers from the border, from Namanga.
Wow. When you sing so sweet, satisfy my soul, moving to the beat, girl, you make me fall in love with you, fall in love with you. Take it to the top, girl, you know your part, it's nothing you ain't got, heart beats non-stop, for you, there's nothing I wouldn't do, to me, you're the only one I see, you make me fall in love with you.
That track is called Fall in Love. It's from the new album Fade Away by the artist we've been speaking to on the show. He's called Mzungu Kicha. That's his stage name in Swahili. He's not so crazy as the stage name suggests. His official name is Espen Sorensen. Grew up in Zambia and Tanzania and still records so much of his music in East Africa. He's got such a strong East African connection. Check out the rest of that album. It's now available across all streaming platforms, and that's why we must leave it from me, Bill, here in Nairobi, as I hand you back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
All right, thank you, Bill, and thank you, Mzungu Kicha. That was wonderful. Hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is Heather, and we are at the back half, as you know. Now, the rest of the hour out, we are going to remember the late Tumani Jabate, who passed away July 19th. Let's begin with a couple minutes of a song from his 2006 album Boulevard de l'Indépendance with Symmetric Orchestra. The song is called Tumani. was a bit of the song Tumani by Tumani Jabate, the late and the great choraist. Now we turn to a phone conversation that I had earlier this week with the great American blues guitar player and singer Taj Mahal. He had recorded an album many years ago with Tumani called Kulanjan. We'll talk about that and other things. Let's listen in. Taj, it's great to hear from you and be speaking with you. What do you remember about Tumani Jabate?
Oh, everything. Tumani had such a touch. They used to say that you're either sweet of hand or sweet of mouth, meaning if you played well and you sang well. Usually, the choir players hire a singer. So he was very sweet of hand.
Mm.
Amazingly creative musician. He will be sorely missed.
How did you meet him, actually, face to face?
Well, it was back in the 90s. We ended up being on a radio program. I think we're up in Canada. It was in conjunction with a festival that we were both playing there. Of course, the radio station wanted us. And we ended up playing music together on that program. And that was very good.
Could you say was your favorite song from the Kulanjan album?
Oh, no, that's hard.
I know.
That's hard.
You know what I like? Queen Bee.
Well, that's...
Not surprising, right?
No, not surprising. In fact, the way Ramatu, Jakite, you know, interpreted and sang, it's otherworldly. And even when we did it again with Playing for Change, the young woman who sang with it again picked up on exactly what she did. Also, when we do it with Baseko Kuyate and his wife, Amisako, Ami does the same part. And so it's really pretty beautiful.
To my soul, my baby, but to my soul, rock me to my soul.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, but the whole album, the delight was to have actually got there, done it, recorded it, you know, and now this year is like the 25th anniversary of that album, and which is going to be re-released, I think, here in September.
Oh.
Yeah, through Chrysalis Records. And it's going to be available in vinyl, in some market CD, and it'll be downloads and streaming.
Fantastic. That's great. everyone. You have been listening to the great American blues musician Taj Mahal speak with me about Tumani Jabate. We had that conversation earlier in the week by phone. I'm Heather Maxwell. If you're just joining us, we've been remembering the great Tumani Jabate, the icon and undisputed greatest choral musician in the world. Tumani left us on July 19th, where he passed away in Bamako, Mali. He was 58 years old. Now, we have a little bit more of my conversation with Taj Mahal that I will play at the end of the hour, but I wanted to just play a few segments of certain songs of Tumani just to highlight the breadth and scope of the kind of music he created worldwide with his kora. This one is Bamako, was recorded in 2009 on an album called The Ripple Effect, and it features Tumani and the great American banjo player Bella Fleck. That was Bamako with Bella Fleck from 2009. Now here's another Tumani masterpiece, Kaira, a traditional song that he recorded in 2011 with two Brazilian musicians, Edgar Scandura and Arnaldo Antunes.
Você também, você muda cada momento, a música muda o tempo, você é instrumento. A música muda você pra melhor, pra melhor, pra melhor.
Lai, lai, lala, mama dara surulai, nene saturu e dua umi ke magantagala, ala dua lulu jabirima.
A música muda o corpo e a dança ajuda a mudança. A música de um outro desfaz a sua distância. Muda você, os outros te mudam muito. Você muda pra crescer. A música muda o mundo pra melhor, pra melhor, pra melhor.
All right, that was Kaira from the album A Curva da Cintura from 2011. And here's the final piece I want to play for you. My personal favorite, Gomni, by the late songwriter guitarist Ali Farka Touré and Toumani. This one was recorded on the album In the Heart of the Moon in 2005, which won both of them their very first Grammy Award. Here it is, Gomni, and near the middle of this, we are going to listen to the last part of what Taj Mahal has to say about the late, great Toumani Djabaty. Here is the last bit of the conversation I had with Taj Mahal about Toumani Djabaty. Well, is there anything else you would like to say on this occasion of the passing of Toumani?
I wish that more people would put their energy into listening to the beauty of the choral music. It was designed for you to be able to time travel. I mean, this is what Toumani is able to do. He was the gift that he received and passed along to his sons, the gift to be able to relax, think, time travel, and just have beautiful, beautiful feelings in your life. When that music starts, it completely changes. What I used to say, it completely rearranges your molecular structure.
I'll say that. Well, yeah. Taj Mahal, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me and with our audiences about Toumani and his great legacy.
I mean, a great man and an absolute comet across the heavens.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. All right, that concludes my interview with Taj Mahal. I want to add that I did spend time with Toumani back in the 90s when I lived in Bamako. He was just starting out then. And then again in 2000, and again in 2011 and 12, I would go to his club called the Hogon. And you know what? It was a vibe. He had all kinds of musicians that would come and play, sing, dance, people drink, eat outside, just relax. And then Toumani would show up around 1 or 2 in the morning, and then the party really got started. And you know what? Just like Taj Mahal said, it gave the opportunity to just experience beautiful feelings in your life. Wonderful. Thank you, Toumani. May you rest in peace. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. I can't wait to meet you again next week. Also, big thank you to Bill Odidi and his guest, Mzungu Kicha. and of course to Taj Mahal for sharing his memories of the great Tumani Javati. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful, stay safe.